Films now. The final part of the Hobbit trilogy hits our screens next week, starring none other than Aberbargoid's finest actor, Luke Evans. Well, Luke has appeared in Clash of the Titans, Robin Hood and Dracula Untold, among others, of course, but he's reprising his role as Bard the Bowman in The Hobbit, The Battle of the Five Armies. Well, I spoke to him earlier and told him I was absolutely thrilled to have him on the programme.
Oh, it's lovely to be on your show and have a listen to a lovely Welsh accent.
Oh, am I bringing your accent out a bit?
You are. It's lovely.
Apart from the Pontypool front row, you are the biggest star to come from the area, aren't you?
Well, I was only born in Pontypool.
I was only born
there.
Don't diss it
it's
now.
It's a lovely place, mind, I've got to say. I can't fault Pontypool. But I'm actually from Aberbargoid.
Right,
so
okay.
I feel like I should put Aberbargoid on the map.
Well, you have, haven't you? You have. We've got to talk about the premiere of The Hobbit, The Battle of the Five Armies.
Yeah.
Can we just stick to just the final Hobbit film for the rest of the interview, I think, because it's a bit of a mouthful.
That.
How was the premiere in Cardiff on Monday?
It was incredible. Absolutely incredible. Yeah, we had a wonderful time. Where in Cardiff, did you say?
Oh, well, you were in Cardiff. Or maybe you weren't there on Monday night, were you?
No, I was in London.
Okay, then. Maybe there's somebody who looks like you. Maybe
have I got a lucky likey?
I don't know.
Who do you lucky likey? I don't know. Who was that?
I don't know.
What's going on?
I wasn't on the red carpet myself, but there was a premiere in Cardiff. So you were the one in London. How was the one in London, Luke?
It was great. It was great. I'm actually doing a screening for my friends and family in my local cinema in Blackwood.
Are you?
Yeah, on the 14th, which is a week on Sunday, I think.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, so that'll be nice for them to see it in the local cinema, you know.
Can anybody pile in?
If there's any tickets left.
Okay.
I got a lot of friends and family.
I bet you are.
No, definitely. Come and say hello and enjoy the madness that is the third epic instalment of this crazy, crazy journey.
Well, yeah, come on, let's talk about it then, because this is the final part of the trilogy. Does it feel like a good ending to the series?
Oh, I think he's done a stellar job with this one. It's my favourite one of the lot.
Really?
Yeah. It's incredibly fast-paced. It's got a very strong emotional thread all the way through, and it keeps, I know you keep feeling like you're seeing the last moments of Middle-earth. You know, it is really, after this, it's done. It's gone. No, there's no more Middle-earth, you know. So it gets very sad, man. But there's some amazing moments. Bard, the Welsh-accented hero of the film, gets to slay a dragon. You know, so that's quite nice. And it's just a brilliant film. It's really, really great. And I'm very proud of it.
And you talk about the accent then. Bard the Bowman, as you are Welsh, is Welsh. And as a result, the accent is used in the film. Was that a conscious decision by director Peter Jackson?
Yes, it was. Yeah, well, they when they were looking at my tape, I'd obviously done it in RP, which is received pronunciation, which is sort of like no accent, but not Welsh.
Yes.
And then they'd seen some interviews I'd done and they heard my accent and they liked it so much they thought they'd like to hear me do the audition in Welsh. So I put it on tape and it got sent out and that was it. They were like, nope, we want to keep it. And at the time I was like, oh, that's nice. And then I realised afterwards, I was like, well, that's actually going to affect everything connected to me. So all the ancestors from our home of Dale, which was ruined by the dragon,
mm-hmm.
they'd all have to have a Welsh accent. So they cast all Welsh accent people in New Zealand who lived there who were from Wales.
No.
And my three kids, two of them are Jimmy Nesbitt's daughters, Peggy and Mary, and this lovely Scottish lad, John Bell. They were my three children, and they all had to learn a Welsh accent as well. I mean, I felt terribly bad for them, but they did a very good job. But yeah, so Wales is now part of The Hobbit in a very strong way, and it's nice. I feel like we've put our stamp on
you have
a bit of Tolkien there.
You've put Aberbargoid on the map and now the Welsh accent. Well, thank you. You should be Sir Luke Evans from now on. Talking about Sir Ian McKellen, Kate Blanchett, Benedict Cumberbatch, Orlando Bloom, amongst others.
Names.
I know, I'm not name dropping. I'm just telling you, well, what you know.
Fantastic.
What kind of atmosphere is there when everyone of you are on set and off set as well?
Oh, it was a lot of fun. We had a lot of fun. It was always a very like happy atmosphere on the film set. And we spent a lot of hours every day there. So
yeah.
I'm quite glad it was a happy place, because it had been a miserable experience otherwise. And, you know, we all get on really well. I mean, I'm not making it up. I always feel like people must be thinking, oh, he's just saying that, but I'm not. We all keep in touch, and when I'm in London, I pop over and see Sir Ian McKellen. I see Ollie when I'm in LA and stuff, and yeah, I mean, a year's a long time, you know, to be with the same people. It's the longest I'll probably ever do on a film. It's usually three months and they're done.
Yeah.
But this one, it's left its mark on all of us in a very nice way.
And I did read that your favourite moment on set was seeing Sir Ian McKellen doing the can-can with no trousers on.
He did. Listen, so...
Let me confirm or deny this.
Right. So he wears that big grey thing, doesn't he?
Like
smock, whatever you want to call
it.
And sometimes it's hot, so he just wears shorts underneath it.
Okay.
And me and Lee Pace were on our horses at the other end of the studio, and we were being filmed, and Ian was behind the camera, and he just lifted his dress or whatever it was and poked his lallies out in his leg, and he was just trying to make us laugh, basically.
Right.
Very unprofessional. Well,
what do you mean by lallies?
Lallies is the theatrical word for legs.
Okay. Oh, I thought it was a euphemism for something else.
No, lallies.
Okay.
No, lallies. It's a very old theatrical word.
Does he have good lallies?
You can see I'm a lovey, can't you? You can see I did theatre for many years. He's got great legs. Great legs, McKellen.
I've got to ask you as well about the fact that you were nothing to do with The Hobbit now, but you were attached to the remake of The Crow, and something popped up today that may question that now. Is that still the case?
I've been attached to it for over a year, but you know, as with a lot of films, scheduling and timing and loads of stuff. I'm amazed any films ever get made, frankly, because there's so many stars have to align, and it's sort of my schedule doesn't really permit me to do it now.
Oh.
It's sort of outrun its course with me at the minute, and I hope it's made, and maybe I will do it, maybe I won't. But at the minute, it's not looking like I will be able to fit it in for at least a year. So.
Okay.
So maybe it'll be somebody else's gift, but yes, who knows? I mean, I don't have many answers to that question.
Okay.
But it's I get asked a lot about it, because it's obviously a very topical subject. But,
well, the final question and the answer I'd like to hear from you is, how did you feel on being Wales's sexiest man this year?
I was quite chuffed, to be honest. Who did I knock off the top?
Oh, it's so many.
Who?
Aaron Ramsey.
Who?
Aaron Ramsey, footballer. Yeah, Gareth Bale probably was there. Bernard, Aneirin Bernard was there, fellow actor.
I know.
Oh, I can't remember.
Matthew,
you know,
Reese. I saw Matthew the day after.
Did you? Well, I don't think Matthew would have been top 10.
He wasn't. Happy.
No.
He wasn't.
No,
happy.
I bet. Yeah.
No. No, we're good friends. It's lovely. Yeah, I was voted by people.
And
my mum sat with my grandmother, and they went from 50 all the way down to 1. Oh, it's very funny.
Oh, well, congratulations. And
Thank you.
We're really, really looking forward to seeing the final part, of course, of The Hobbit, The Battle of the Five Armies. And it opens across UK and Irish cinemas next Friday, 12th of December. Luke Evans,
nice to meet you,
Larry. Diolch yn fawr.